I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for February 23rd. And Burns, Gallagher-Iba Arena was the place to be over the weekend between the OSU-OU Bedlam basketball game and the big wrestling match between OSU and Penn State.
Well, that's right. You know, this warm weather is making it tough to be inside, but it wasn't tough to be inside Gallagher-Iba Arena this past weekend. Of course, on Saturday, we had the Bedlam game with OU, and Juwan Evans came in late, late part of the game, and just kind of took it away. And of course, Mitchell Solomon sunk the winning free throw. And then on Sunday, as you referenced, the great wrestling match between number one OSU Cowboys and the Penn State Nittany Lions had the all-time record attendance in Gallagher-Iba Arena at over 14,000. So it was it was, as they say, the rowdiest arena in America.
And this week has been certainly busy at OSU with Research Week and numerous speakers, including one of your fellow university presidents.
We were honored to have Robert Henry, who's the president of Oklahoma City University, who spoke to the Phi Beta Kappa Society this past Tuesday. Robert, of course, is a very well-rounded academic, as well as a very experienced politician. Of course, he was in the legislature and was attorney general, and then President Bill Clinton appointed him to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. He's well known for his public speaking, and he was the perfect person to reflect the values of Phi Beta Kappa. We're going to have a lot of activities during Research Week, and we're very excited to showcase one of the key missions of the land-grant university.
And finally, Burns, you have news about one of the major OSU events in Tulsa.
Well, that's right. So it's called the Stately Affair, and there we always honor some of the people who have made a big difference at OSU Tulsa, and this year is no exception. We actually call them Tulsa Icons, and the first icon is Jay Helm, who's a Tulsa businessman that serves currently as a member of the OSU State Regents for Higher Education and was a former regent for OSU. The Charles and Lynn Schusterman Family Foundation, who does so much good for so many things. Just a wonderful foundation led by Stacy Schusterman. And then the late Henry Zero, who with his wife Ann founded the Ann and Henry Zero Foundation. They have done so much for Tulsa and for Oklahoma and, of course, for OSU Tulsa. Jay's the chairman of the American Residential Group, Multifamily Residential Properties Development. He's been a big leader in the renaissance of downtown Tulsa. The Schusterman Family Foundation was established by the late Charles Schusterman and his wife to benefit education, child advocacy, and youth leadership programs in Tulsa and all of Oklahoma. And they've done wonderful work and been very generous. And, of course, the Ann and Henry Zero Foundation provides broad-based programs benefiting children, the disadvantaged, health programs, education, medical research, primarily in the Tulsa area. Henry Zero was one of the real saints, along with his wife, Ann. So they're going to be honored at, as I say, the Stately Affair in Tulsa on May 1st, Southern Hills Country Club. And the proceeds from the event, which are hundreds of thousands of dollars, go to student scholarships.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.